Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Will Parkinson NFL on YouTube. Free agency frenzy. We are about 36 hours into legal tampering period here, about 5 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. The Jets have been active, but not super active. And I think people are upset. They lost a premier edge rusher. They signed a mid-level left guard. They signed a backup quarterback. They've signed a few rotational defensive tackles. Not a ton from the Jets so far. Want to kind of hop on here, just talk a little bit about, you know, the couple moves they did make, with Tyrod Taylor, Javon Kinlaw, John Simpson, Leki Fatu, re-signing, you know, Greg Zuerlein, and then talk a little bit about losing Bryce Huff and kind of what's unfolded here in around the league. So I'm going to leave the Huff stuff for the end. I'll talk about Tyrod Taylor first. Look, backup quarterback was an issue for the Jets last year. We all know that. It's been an issue, you know, in the past, but it's an issue last year more specifically. And Woody Johnson was vocal about it. Joe Douglas was vocal about it, you know, having a veteran backup this offseason. We saw some guys go off the board early, Jacoby Brissett, Gardner Minshew, in more starting, quote-unquote, level roles. Sam Darnold did as well to Minnesota. The Jets make a move last night that 2 years, about $18 million total dollars, or 16 total, you know, $60 million total, you know, exactly the fine print of the deal for Tyrod Taylor, you know, yet to be determined, but the 35-year-old, you know, much traveled veteran, Buffalo, the Giants, Chargers, I'm missing a bunch of teams here, you know, as well, but, you know, Tyrod's, you know, he is what he is. He's a top six to seven backup probably in the league and, you know, consistent guy, somebody that, you know, can definitely fill in, did a nice job filling in last year at times for, you know, for the Giants. And I think it's a good move. I think it makes a ton of sense. It's a 2-year commitment, kind of shows you that 2-year window they're in with Aaron Rodgers, all these guys in rookie deals, et cetera. So, you know, solid move there. I think that's the right move. I think, you know, you were looking at a Brissett. It kind of came down to Tyrod probably, or Tannehill, maybe a Mariota is the three kind of names you could think of, you know, when it came to the Jets backup quarterback situation. But I think everyone's kind of on the same page, I think, in terms of, getting Tyrod Taylor. I think, you know, the one concern with him is he does get banged up. And, you know, if you're a backup quarterback, you know, you want to have a guy that's, you know, consistently stays healthy. He seems to only get hurt against the Jets, but no problem with that. Obviously, that was kind of later last night. John Simpson from the Ravens, 26-year-old left guard, a guy that struggled mightily in Vegas, what goes to the Ravens a year ago and has a really nice year. And, you know, I think he's a average NFL left guard, you know, has some nastiness to his game, is somebody that has played a lot of football. The deal is about 2 years, $12 million essentially. And so, you know, good value on that. You got some people, you know, Chris Long, for example, who really liked the signing. You have some other folks, you know, some of the PFF grades aren't, you know, great. He kind of grades out a little similar to Lincoln Tomlinson. And again, started all 17 last year for the Ravens and former fourth round pick, got cut December 2022 and then signed to the practice squad and then, you know, won the job this year. Started left guard and kind of never looked back again. Got some nastiness to his game. You know, a couple concerns. I would say the penalties are a concern for sure. I believe had 11 penalties a year ago and, you know, has a tendency to reach a little bit in pass pro. And
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get a little sloppy with that. But again, somebody that will maul a little bit in the run game, some nastiness and toughness to this Jets offensive line. So, you know, as one of their signings, a guy that could just, you know, be a serviceable left guard, league average level left guard, I think, on a cheaper deal than what they were on with Lincoln Tomlinson, I guess it makes sense there. So him and Tyrod, you know, do make sense. I think the Jets did miss the boat a little bit on some of the interior guys, although you see a Kevin Zeitler, Connor Williams, and Tyron Smith as of recording at 5:02 p.m. here. Still in the market, and I think the Jets should be all over all three of those guys. Mike Onwenu back to New England, a Kirk Cousins obviously to Atlanta, a Saquon Barkley to Philly, Xavier McKinney to Green Bay, Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. Like, those are the guys that weren't going to be kind of really involved in. It's more of the, you know, Robert Hunt got a ton of money, I understand that, or that's a John Runyon to the Giants, pretty good deal. You know, an Illuminor to the Giants, I thought that was a solid deal there. Devin Singletary and Aaron Jones, guys that I thought the Jets may target. Obviously the Josh Dotsons of the world, Dotson didn't make to the market. So those are the two signings there. They pick up Javon Kinlaw as well. The Jets had a hole, you know, at defensive tackle, obviously, whether that be losing Solomon Thomas, potentially Quentin Jefferson, Al Woods, potentially walking away. So, you know, had a hole at defensive tackle, and Leki Fatu, 25-year-old from the Cardinals, not superly high graded and stuff like that with Pro Football Focus and things like that, if you put any stock into that. But I think from a Jets perspective, I understand kind of adding the defensive line, whether that be Javon Kinlaw, you know, a guy who really highly respected and stuff like that, has never really kind of hit the ground running as much with San Francisco, but a guy that obviously has some familiarity with Saleh and that staff and everything like that. Look, the Jets have not done a lot here so far, and I understand the frustration. I think you look at, I talked about Bryce Huff getting 3 for 51 probably since about week six, and that's what he ends up going to the Eagles. And, you just hear so much about the Ravens and Eagles, and, the Jets have their number, and, that's what the Ravens and Eagles did. And they're like, I get it, but, we've seen the Jets kind of get outbid, whether it's DeMarcus Williams a couple years ago with the Ravens, whether it's Bryce Huff with the Eagles and the Jets. Losing Bryce Huff sucks. I think it's a lot bigger of a need than people want to admit. I think it's a big ask to have Will McDonald and these other guys kind of make up for top two, pressure rate in the league and a homegrown guy. And you want to reward your guys, 26 years old, elite level position. Should just re-sign him. Could have re-signed him in season. You could have traded him. You could have done a million things. And now they end up with probably like a fourth round comp pick. And who gives a shit? It's disappointing. I think it put a little bit of a damper on the day that they've not only not been aggressive, and that's fine if you're not going to be overly aggressive, and even though you should be in a win now year, but if you don't want to be overly aggressive and kind of scan the market on day two, day three of free agency and start to make some moves here and receiver and in offensive line and maybe, take care of some safety needs. They re-signed Chuck Clark as well. I apologize if I didn't mention that. It's just been a pretty underwhelming day. And again, this will be really short, this pod. There's not really that much to talk about. It's really disappointing to let Bryce Huff walk out of the fucking building. And that's that. And, he's a guy who's been likely gone for a while now. And just disappointing again, obviously, as I mentioned there. And then the Jets haven't done a whole lot. Added in a league average left guard, a cheaper, younger version, probably a little bit better than Lincoln Tomlinson, if not similar. They added a backup quarterback, which is great to see. Added a couple defensive tackles. Not much else. Again, I will hop on here as soon as they do something else. But want to kind of hop on here, just quickly talk about that. Again, we'll have an episode as soon as something else happens. I have an episode Thursday as well, Saturday. So stay tuned here. Stay tuned on the TOJ Talks channel on Badlands. But again, appreciate everybody for listening. I will have a further in-depth breakdown of these guys and some of the moves the Mets Jets make as more kind of unfold here. But appreciate everybody for listening, and we will talk to you guys. Let me potentially later tonight.